What do you say we move on to King Arthur?
The older I get, the more I believe I got my money's worth for the price that I paid. I'm not letting go, but I probably have traveled my share of the Grand Parade.
I'm really happy to get some King Arthur in 2024, but I just want to say that right off the bat. Great to hear King Arthur here. And I like the retrospective feel of the song. There's a sense of nostalgia in these lyrics. This is, you know, this is the Grand Parade of time. And in some ways, it got me feeling the same kind of feelings that I had when I listened to late era Warren Zevon, as, you know, those last couple of Warren Zevon albums when he knew that his time was coming. And there was such heft to the lyrics and the feeling behind them. Not to say that, like, let's not wish the worst for dear King. No. May the King live on for many, many years. But there's definitely an introspection and a look back at all the time he's lived in the Grand Parade. And I can feel that, and I can hear it in his voice, and I can feel it in the lyrics. And I'm like, yeah, this is good. I can enjoy this. So I like this one from King Arthur.
Somehow I never vibed with the nice, laid back, reliable rock and roll stylings of King Arthur. And I don't know why. I don't have really any excuse for it, because I'm sure the song's fine and it sounds very typical for King Arthur, but this must be sort of a genre bias sort of thing from me, so I should pretty much just stop talking about it because it's just not my thing.
I like the sound of his rhythm section, like the keys and the twangy guitars, and I like his voice. What I was struck by, that like rhymes are not always super important. Like, I felt like he got a long way with the song without writing a single rhyme, and it made me think I should try that sometime.